What's up, bro? What's up?
So, Zach, close the bathroom door.
So, yeah, you got it.
You think you could just bully people, huh?
Yeah. You think you could just go around bullying people, slandering us? Like, we're a different race? Goddamn.
You're waiting for me in the bathroom.
No.
You can't just bully us. You're waiting for me in the bathroom.
What was your point? This is not my pants, I'm ready, man!
What was the question again? if you really want everyone in the world to see your anti-bullying video, then why don't you put it up on the internet for free? Alright, Kyle, I'm trying to go to the bathroom.
I'm trying to go to the bathroom, Kyle!
Dude, when you talk about, like, fucking, like, South Park, just, like small gags, that's... It's like fucking top tier, bro.
My child, have you ever heard of hell? It's eternal fire and it's gonna hurt real bad.
Oh, what? You gonna cry now?
Are you gonna cry? Like, are you gonna cry?
This is my favorite episode of South Park. Like, this is literally my favorite episode of all time.
I know. If you would have told us when your birthday was coming up, we could have did it on your birthday, you jerk.
I was fucking busy, jerk.
All right, well, you didn't have to be so mean. You were waiting for me in the bathroom.
You were waiting for me in the bathroom.
Right, I'm totally. I'm gonna start saying that all the time.
Well, what's that gonna fly now?
Jeff, I got a PS5.
Yes, black people do it, right?
Wow.
I know. I'm
Thursday, poor fuck.
I know, right? Fucking hell, man. It took long enough.
The silence killed me right there. I'm like, oh god. I made a joke. That wasn't funny.
Oh, it looks so cool when it turns on. Oh wait, hold on. Let me turn the volume down.
But yeah, Butterballs is my favorite episode of South Park. It wasn't. I mean, I've always thought this was like one of the best episodes ever since it came out. But it's definitely like Rose Above the Rest is my favorite episode of all time. There's just so much in it. That's, I think it's perfect. And this is one of the funniest episodes in the show.
Easily. You know, my brother explained this really well. Like I love the way my brother explains things, and it's always like really funny. And he said this episode felt like it was two episodes. Like, it was that good where you see, like, because I remember we used this metaphor, like, in a project we did back in high school. And we were saying how, like, time, like, you know, basically talking about, like, time, like, relevance and shit like that, like Einstein type shit. And we were talking about how, like, some SpongeBob episodes, even though they're only 15 minutes, they feel like a whole 30-minute episode. You know what I mean? And this episode is so good and so packed with like good shit. It feels like it's longer than it is. Like, you would think it's not 20 minutes. You think it's like 40 minutes. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
And there's like three episodes of South Park that I feel that way about.
I rewatched this episode today. I thought it went by really fast. Like, there was a lot of things happening, but like, it was like, it worked really well because everything was like coming together as one, you know. Everybody was like bullying everybody. First it was like the
I can't fucking wait. Don't play it yet, but I can't wait for you to play this commentary because they are so goddamn funny in this fucking commentary. They're so funny.
You've heard the commentary?
They okay. Really are.
I haven't heard this commentary.
Half of the commentaries, I forget what they say. But, like, most of the commentaries that I listen to and I find funny, I'm like, oh, they say some fucked up shit in this. They, like, go...
They don't really say anything fucked up in this one, but they say some really funny shit in it, though. But, no, don't play it yet. But, yeah, this is my favorite episode of the show. I've probably said, like, 100 times now. Just because, Stan's my favorite character. That's not why this is my favorite episode. But, like, every boy, even though Cartman doesn't really have that much in the episode to do, or Kyle, their roles in the episode are still so perfect. Like, Cartman's little shit in the fucking music video and, like, his, like, few little lines afterwards, perfect. Kyle basically is the one, like, going after Stan for doing, like, all this shit to, like, make us look better is perfect. And then, of course, Kenny not doing anything, you know, as always. the whole Butters part with his grandma is perfect. It's honestly a perfect episode for the South Park.
What makes that Butters his bully like being his grandma? What made that so really like so good is you're guessing. It's just like fucking the China problem when you're just like, okay, who got raped? I remember me and my brother were like watching the episode and we're like, dude, who got raped? And we're like, I'm pretty sure it was Butters. And in this, we're like, you know, who's bullying Butters? And it's like, who else would be bullying Butters? And then I was like, wait, no, it can't be Cartman. He's already been in on the conversation. I was like, who? And I was like, you know what? It's probably like some young kid who shouldn't be bullying him, like some preschooler or something. Maybe like Ike or something. And then it turns out it's his grandma. And it was just like, dude, what a fucking reveal. What a reveal.
It's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
Incredible, man. So well done. That's Trey and Matt at their best. I agree with you on that 100%. This is them at their best, dude.
Yeah. So this will always be my favorite episode, I think. I don't think anything will ever top this episode for me.
What about Worldwide Privacy Tour?
That's not
that no.
No. No. I think that episode's phenomenal. I think that episode is the best episode in probably like five, six, seven years maybe.
Yeah, but let it get some age on it. It'll be good there.
Butterballs is the best for me.
I mean, you know my favorite episode, but I can agree that Butterballs comes close.
Yeah,
it's really good. But you know my favorite episode is the fucking two-parter.
Yeah, so you're getting old at first.
Yeah, which I feel terrible saying that because like a two-parter like feels like that's cheating.
Another stand episode too.
Yeah, I mean, dude, fucking Stan, bro.
Stan has had some fucking amazing episodes.
Which is why some people say Stan is the face of South Park. But we know it's
no, Cartman. No,
all four of them are.
I say Cartman is the face of South Park, but you can argue about whoever the main character is.
The main character is all four of them, but like when you think of South Park, I'm sure everyone thinks of Cartman.
Yeah. Me personally, I think Cartman is the face. So that's who they use for everything.
Yeah. Cartman is the face of it. But the boy, all four boys are the main characters. But actually, you know, people think of the other boys when they think of South Park too. I mean, it's not just Cartman. I mean, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny Des. I mean, Kyle's like the Jew. And then Stan's like, Stan's probably the one that people think of the least, really.
Honestly, dude, I was about to say that too. I was like, but I don't know. But I felt like kind of like wrong saying that. Are we wrong for thinking that or?
No, it's true. Stan's my favorite character, but it's true.
Like he gets, I mean, but I don't know. That's a weird conversation.
Like his episodes are always so good though.
Oh yeah, his episodes are damn near perfect.
This season he has two episodes that are two of my top five favorite episodes. Butterballs and Squad Story Plus. This is season 16. which is actually also my favorite season of the show.
This season 15, right?
16. 15 is also fucking amazing.
15 is fucking classic, dude. 14 is my personal favorite, but...
But I think everything from, like, season 1 to, like... I think every season is good besides 25, so...
Yeah, I think we all can agree on that.
But, like, classic South Park, I think it's season 1 through, like, 16 or 17. 18 maybe. 18 is probably one of my favorite seasons too, but I don't know if I'd put it classic because it's like that's like the start of the, I'd say seasons 1 through 17 because that's before the entire like serialization happened. I'll call that classic South Park 1 through 17.
I still stand my ground that season 20 is fucking fantastic.
I like season 20 a lot.
Season 20 is so good. 20, and 20, every
22 and 23 are all good.
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 all of them.
I've come to really grow on 23 as a whole. I didn't like it back when it came out because it's like, why aren't the boys in the season that much? But it's like I get what the gimmick of the season was, like the spinoff gimmick of the season. Pretty funny. And now that integrity shit isn't the fucking cancer of the show anymore, I can really come to like enjoy the episodes now.
The cancer of the show.
I mean, so this one's fantastic.
You guys want to do a breakdown, like just scene by scene? Talk about this.
That's how I usually try to do it, and then we all utter off in some kind of tangent. Go ahead.
Before we start doing the stats, why do you keep saying the NFL's rigged?
Why did I say the NFL's rigged?
Yeah.
Okay, do you not have eyes or ears? What's your problem? If you're not seeing this, I mean,
to be fair, I don't think if the NFL was rigged, the Lions would be doing anything.
He's got a point there.
I think the Lions. I think you know, my friend said the same thing because he doesn't think the NFL's rigged either. My best friend, we were arguing at work about this yesterday, and I'm just like, I understand bad calls happen. Bad calls happen, but there is no way some of these things are. You've seen that blatant face mask in the fucking in the Green Bay game. It was. Yeah. Thank God they actually called the pass interference right after. But that should have been a touchdown. They should have been damned. They should have at least got a field goal out of that.
Listen, we can at least agree that the NBA isn't rigged.
Fuck out of here.
The NBA isn't rigged.
Well, actually, okay. I guess back in the day, the Lakers era, of championships. I guess they said a lot of the referees were
probably back then, but I'm cheating. Now it's not rigged, definitely.
Now, I don't think
Listen, man, if the NBA was rigged every year, it'd be the Lakers versus the Celtics. There's no absolute fucking way on this planet Earth would the Heat and the Nuggets be in the finals if the NBA was rigged. I'm sorry, but there's no fucking way on this planet Earth.
I agree with that, yeah.
And there's no fucking way on this planet Earth that the Cavaliers would be on right now about to win their eighth game in a row without two of their biggest stars.
How is that happening? That baffles me.
All of their fucking bench players are elite players, dude.
I don't understand.
They're gonna win the championship, dude. They're gonna win it. They just beat fucking eight teams in a row. They were just beating the Magic at halftime, fucking 72-36 or something.
You shit, dude, the Magic have been playing really good.
Yeah, without Darius Garland and without Evan Mobley.
Donovan Mitchell, he's having an MVP year, man. Straight up. He's having a hell of an MVP.
Joel Embiid, but he flops on the floor, so I can't really
care. Joel Embiid better not win. He better not be in talks for MVP this year.
I'm sorry, dude. I hate Embiid. I hate him. I hate the way he plays basketball.
Yeah, one of my best friends hates him too. I honestly, I don't understand why you guys hate him, but hate him.
I just don't think he's
the MVP.
Hard to watch play because every possession, if he gets touched the slightest, he fucking throws himself on the floor like he just got fucking shot. how do you not hate watching that?
He's one of the biggest floppers, though. I will admit that.
Yeah, I do like a lot of the Sixers players, though, like Maxi, and I'm trying to think who else is on there that I like. Kelly Oubre, and a bunch of other players, but fucking Embiid, dude, he sucks, dude. I hate him. I hate him. He robbed Jokic last year of the MVP for sure.
Oh, that was such a robbery, bro. God damn.
Jokic is the best player in the NBA right now.
And this is the one time my blackness is going to fucking not take over. And I'm going to say they totally gave it to him because they were like, no, he's black and he deserves it. Like that was totally a race thing. They bought race into it when they didn't have to.
Did you see Kendrick Perkins fucking saying that the fucking MVP is all racially motivated, and he brought up how Steve Nash and Dirk won the MVP over Shaq, and it's like, dude, it's based on how good they were, how valuable they were as a player, not how good they were as a player. Steve Nash brought that shitty Suns team to the fucking a really deep playoff run. Dirk brought the team to the finals. I mean, and a shitty fucking Mavs team to the finals, dude. That makes them the most valuable player.
I don't know why you're so. I don't know why you still listen to anything Kendrick Perkins says. Him and Paul Pierce are off their fucking rocker. I don't know what the hell's wrong with those people.
Paul Pierce is just retarded, and Kendrick Perkins is just racist. I don't think Paul Pierce is racist. He's just retarded.
He's very stupid.
Who gave him the mic to spit, bro?
Bro, I love how Kevin Garnett be putting them in his place, bro. I love that for shit.
Real. Because Kendrick Perkins is fucking racist as shit. He just is. It's just crazy to listen to him talk. It's like, dude, everything he says is so racially motivated. It's like, bro, calm down.
Jeff, you should be bullying people.
Yeah. He is a bully, though. I can't lie. But Kendrick Perkins, guys, he thinks everything is about race. It's like, yeah, race is a big, race issues are big, but not everything is about race, dude.
Talk to him, man. Thank you, Jeff.
Jesus fuck.
I mean, at least Ron DeSantis is out of the presidential race, so that's something.
Yeah, really.
fucking incredible. That's the greatest news of all that.
Oh, man. Good God. That's Thank a God. Man.
Like,
praise the Lord. You definitely know he ran into Jesus in the bathroom and he said, "You're going to eternal hell."
Yeah. So wait, who's left in the who's left in the Republican Party? Like
Trump and a few other people. Yeah, dude, the Cavs are up 30 points right now. That's crazy. That's crazy.
All right, let's break down Butterball's 228th episode of South Park. Let's break it down and see messy.
Welcome to South Park, bros.
Yeah, before we go those stats, if the Cavaliers win, at least go to the conference finals this year, I will get you Mavericks.
Shave tickets. Your head?
How about that? No. I'll buy you Mavericks tickets.
I'm holding you to that. I'll buy you
tickets for the Mavericks versus, like, I don't know, the Clippers or something, so you can go in, like, somewhere near you.
Did you hear that, guys? And you know what? I'll extend you the same offer. If the fucking Mavs go to the finals, I will buy you tickets to the Cleveland game.
All right, bet.
If they play each other, I will fly you out here.
Oh, that's even better.
I'll fly you out here, but you I'm not buying your ticket though. But I'll buy my ticket and I'll buy your flight out here. Actually, here. If they play each other, I'll buy you not out here, but I guess like
in the finals. If the Cavs versus the Mavericks finals, if we have to go to a game, there's no fucking way in hell we will not go to a game.
I guess it will be easier for me to fly out there. I'll fly out there. You buy the tickets. Yeah.
Cleveland. That would be fucking crazy. Anyway, Butterball.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for not including me.
Zach, take it from here.
No. Let me take it from here. It's my favorite episode. It starts in the cafeteria. The boys are there. Cartman's talking about how in every music video nowadays, it's a girl, pretty girl, with skin tight clothes, strumming guitar, singing about her JJ. So then,
by the way, one of the best cold opens I've ever. Sounds like it's ever had.
Hilarious. No, I'm telling you guys. Music videos have evolved into nothing but pretty girls wearing skin tight clothes and talking about their vajayjay. These people have all been raising them, and now it's my vajayjay this, my vajayjay that.
Look at that sells. Think about it. When's the last time you watched a music video?
When's the last time a girl not singing a car thinking about her vajayjay? That's right, you can't think of one. No one says anything back.
I bet they just probably weren't listening to Cartman, ironically, but I mean, I can't think of one, too, but. Yeah, but thank you for not including me in your plans. anyways, Butters walks up to the table of the boys, and he's got a blatant black eye, and he's like, "Hey, fellas." And then Kyle questions him on where's his lunch. He says, "Oh, I'm not hungry." And then Stan declares that, "Oh, you got bullied by that bully, didn't you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then Butters goes off.
The crazy thing about the thing. No. So back in like 2012, no one really girls didn't start singing songs about their vaginas, but that's kind of like something that like happens nowadays.
Like, wait, are you talking about girls' vaginas or Butters?
When Cartman was talking about people or girls singing songs about their vaginas, it's like that didn't happen back then. That was just a joke, but it's like it happens now. I mean, it happens a lot now.
Not questioning it doesn't happen now. I know it happens now. Like,
bro.
Taylor Swift,
it's,
man.
I'm trying to think of a song that didn't in 2012 besides maybe like a fucking Nicki Minaj song.
I was going to say, female rappers, that's all they fucking talk about now. That is all they talk
His
about,
song
dude.
Song of 2020 was WAP.
WAP. That's right.
Yeah.
That literally. Was 2012.
Get a bucket and a mop. That's some.
No, WAP came out like 2019, dude.
I was gonna say, hold up, there's no way that was 2012, dude.
I never said that was 2012. No. I said that was 2020, but I was close.
Oh, my bad. I thought you said 2012.
It might have been 2020. One of those years.
No, I just remember it being so big during COVID. Like, everybody was doing the WAP dance at their home. Even I kind of did a little bit of it.
They put that song in South Park.
Did use this song in South Park.
That's my second favorite part of Streaming Wars. The first, my favorite part, obviously, is I think I've said it before, the fucking scene of the bus stop with Kenny and Kyle. Just that little, dude. that little interaction is just so fucking funny to me. And then when Kyle's just like, Ariana Grande? That's hilarious.
I'm gonna fucking digress just a little bit, but it does have to do with like fucking like one of like the funniest fucking moments in any of the fucking like specials was in the post-COVID special. How mad Kyle was at Cartman the whole fucking thing when Cartman's being like sincerely Jewish, and then they're in the church and he's and then fucking him and Stan start yelling at each other. I seen this clip earlier and Cartman's like, guys, we're in the house of God. You shut the fuck up.
You judge me. You judge me, fuck off.
The way Kyle says that, bro, is so fun. Like, it's there's so much malice in it. You shut the fuck up. Like, he's and Carmen's just trying to be friendly.
Cute.
I'm gonna rewatch post-COVID because of that shit. That shit's so funny.
This is why we love post-COVID.
He's like, you would be able to find out what happened to your family if you weren't such a fucking asshole. Guys, please, this is House of God. You shut the fuck up.
Like, bro, he was just trying to be nice.
But Kyle refuses to believe. You are not Jewish, okay?
Oh my God, Kyle refuses to believe Cartman, and that shit's so funny. All right, Butterballs. I do want to say Butterballs has one of the best cold opens with them Cartman talking about the vajayjay and stuff, and then Butters walking in.
Yeah, that shit was really good. I also like about this episode that it kind of separates it from the. There is two very good songs in this episode. I can't think of an episode that has two good songs in it other than this one. Like, two songs at all in it, really, other than this one.
That's true. Broadway Burdown. That is some really good songs.
What song do they have besides the... actual South Park written songs.
Well, those are they're Randy written songs, so I guess they're,
I thought there was only one of those.
The partially written songs in Broadway Burdown.
Okay, I meant like full songs.
There's the Hummer song, and then there's the there's the white would you like a blowjob on a football Sunday?
Yeah, but that's like what do you call it though? Those weren't like actual fully fledged songs. But these two songs are like there's like a start to finish to both of them. You know what I mean? But that counts. I guess I would say that counts.
Trying to think of another.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. My brother called me.
I was trying to think of another episode, but I don't think I can. Stats. What do
I'll
you know?
Right,
of a,
I'll be right back.
Do you know of an episode with two songs in it other than this episode?
Two like original South Park songs.
Yeah, two like fulfilled like start to finish songs for South Park.
Probably one of the Christmas specials, right? I think the Hanukkah one.
Yeah, the Christmas, the Mr. Hankey Christmas special. That's right.
Yeah, and then Christmas in Canada, they sing a song every time they like the French sing a song and the they sing a song like when they first get to Canada.
And the sodomized part too.
Does he sing a song? I don't know if he sings a song, but he might.
I think he does.
It's like, does.
Maybe I don't know. I feel like
The Christmas. Yeah, I know the Christmas episodes. They'll usually have multiple songs. But like, just for as far as like regular episodes, I don't think so. Like, they'll play the same song. They'll do the same song twice. Like, you know, like in the Ninjas episode, they played that song like twice. That's fighting.
Okay, there's no episode where they play like two different songs fully.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I was telling Zach right now. I don't know if you heard the Christmas episodes. Christmas in Canada, they do like two or three songs.
Oh yeah.
Special.
Yeah, I think they do two songs in that.
Which one? The first one?
Not the first one. I think the one, the Hanukkah one, right? Like, doesn't Kyle sing? He sings the song, yeah,
that's Christmas classics. That's like only just songs though. That's not an actual episode.
Okay. Well, I mean, if anything, fucking, the Christmas in Canada for sure. But outside of that, I can't think of any like regular.
What songs in Christmas in Canada besides French Canada? I forget.
They sing one like as soon as they like land.
Oh yeah.
They sing one there, and then I don't know. Zach says the sodomy guy sings one, but I don't think he does. I really don't think he does. And then they sing a song at the end, but I feel like that was French Canada again. But no, it wasn't. It was a different song at the end too. Or it might have been the first song.
Okay, well then.
High School Musical.
Oh no, yeah, High School Musical.
Yeah, High School Musical. Yeah, that's one.
Or sorry, Elementary School Musical.
Elementary School Musical. Yeah. That's the only other one I can think of other than this one.
But yeah, outside of those, I don't really think so. Like usually just like one song.
By the way, speaking of Elementary, that guy is in the music video part. He's right next to the Guitario kid.
Yeah, right in Queermo. Yeah. Yeah.
He's right next to the Guitario kid. What's his name?
That's bad.
Ever since Fortnite Festival came out, I've been playing that, and now I understand the pressure of Guitar Hero. Yeah.
He said, "Sup." Yeah, but can you play John the Fisherman? She was like doing this fucking like acoustically. Oh, I love this song.
Everybody starts fucking dancing and shit, like waving their arms.
That fucking sends me, bro.
Well, fucking there's a guy who did that on TikTok. He was just like all you hear just here is like the he's just fucking doing it to the Guitar Hero. That shit's funny.
Well then, so let's get back to Butterballs, because
what happens next? Tell us, Zach.
So, Butters is like, I don't want to tell on my bully. I don't want to be a tattletale. And then he's like, well, then just send an anonymous letter. And then he's like, I don't want to be an anonymous dandy.
Or a cliche conflict resolution. Kevin.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was gonna say. So then,
are you tattletale, anonymous dandy, or a cliche conflict resolution? Kevin?
I don't know. I might call stats if I need somebody to fight for me, but I can fight for myself.
Okay, you cliche conflict resolution, Kevin.
I'll fight you right now.
Oh,
I'll fight Ohio right now.
Dude, I used to box back in the day. I have like 3 fights left in me, and all of them are going to be about food. So
that's hilarious.
So then, we find out that his bully is his grandma, and I mean, his grandma was very vicious throughout this episode, calling him. Oh, you look at.
Wait, do we find out that early? I don't think we find out that early. Other stuff happens, right?
So Kyle suggests that he talks to his grandma, but when he talks to her, we find out that. That the grandma is.
Yeah.
It's pretty early on in the episode, dude.
Okay, I felt like that happened like maybe like 5 minutes in. I guess that maybe that cafeteria scene was like a little bit longer. You see, what I mean, this episode is so fucking like stacked. Feels longer than it is.
It is a little longer because Stan like starts calling them out for like just telling them to write it out, and then like the girls go over there and they're like good for you, Stan. Then someone here has some balls. Come like, I got balls. Yeah, a little bit of balls. Still balls.
What? Carmen is fucking great, bro.
Carmen's got some moments in this one too. It's good.
Yeah,
it's really good Carmen stuff in this one.
I mean, I was thinking if you count the script I wrote for the I have 2 songs in that script.
I do believe.
Hear this. Thank you, sir. I've never read the software too.
My scripts aren't canon, so that doesn't count. Anyways,
oh, no. Well, there's a multiverse.
Huh?
Oh my god.
There's a multiverse now, so I guess it is kind of canon, right?
Dude, Zach's a fanfiction writer, dude. So cute.
Legit, it is. I don't think I would be allowed back in this podcast if you read the script I wrote for.
Yeah, he says do a lot.
I did much worse. I created a song about the Jewish people.
Oh, come on, Zach.
Dude, come on.
Full. I went full. Yay.
Are you telling me? Listen, dude. Are you telling me you want me to be gassed? Come on.
Well, as long as you didn't say the Y word, I think we're fine. Like, you know. Only Jeff can say that.
Don't say the K word either. Yeah.
Yeah. Only Jeff can say that.
He's mentioned in that script, so too bad.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Dude, Jesus. You know what? You know what? Maybe we should just cancel you right here and right now.
No, I never said that. I never said the offensive word to Jews. No, I never put that into the script. That's what you're asking. I never put that word. Is it the one that you used in
Kanye?
I've used, yes, I used that guy.
That's an offensive word to Jews.
Oh, okay. Then.
Wait, what word? Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Hey, can we just agree that fucking Butter's grandma, when she's not picking on him, is like just a straight up adorable?
No, I can't agree on that.
Not agree with that.
She's
either.
So adorable. She's an adorable little old lady.
Linda and Steven walk away. She's like, "You think you're fucking tough, aren't you? You little fucking faggot." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah,
I think that's she is adorable.
There is some really funny running gag in this one. The gonna cry now. The jacket at San Diego. Trying to think of funny running gags.
Bully Bucker's trademark.
After
every time he said Bully Bucker trademark.
Yeah. That guy, dude, the Captain Kangaroo haircut, that's funny as shit.
Well, okay, and you know, and this is going to be relevant to this episode and to just South Park as a whole. When you use the word gag, like, you know, you said there's some really funny gag, because I remember in the commentary I actually seen the commentary for Cartoon Wars Part 1 and 2, and they say, we don't like gags in South Park, we don't do gags. Hey, what's up, NX? That was what I was thinking too. I was like, I was gonna make a video, like, basically, like, fucking pointing out, like, yo, like Trey, gags. Matt, you guys are idiots. Like, no, that you, like, guys do, like, do gags.
Just because you gags that aren't related to the that are related to the plot doesn't mean that they're not gags.
They're not gags. Exactly. Because I mean, I was the first thing that came to my mind was not suitable for children.
You know what pisses me off? You know what really pisses me off? I find it, they say shit like that, but then most of the newer episodes of South Park, like before maybe 26, like season 23 and like 25 especially, had
all gags,
same gag over and over for like 22 minutes.
Thank you. I was thinking that same thing. I was like, dude, and I was like, how can you guys say that? And then your newer seasons are 90% gags.
Literally.
Like, come on. Like, PC Principal was a gag for a whole season that just happened to stick around and be likable.
Yeah,
but for a whole season, he was just a gag. I thought he was gonna go away after the season.
He was only likable because he beat up Cartman, and everybody wants to see Cartman get beat up.
No, he's likable because he's a transphobe, dude.
I like apples and bananas. Me too, bro.
Did you say PC Principal is a transphobe?
He is. Remember, dude. He doesn't like.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking problem, transphobe.
Heather Swanson, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody commented on one of my videos and their name was Heather Swanson. I was fucking laughing. I was like, yo, your name is fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
But yeah, like fucking. But yeah, fucking South Park has been doing gags. Like, and even like, even in this episode, like, there are gags in it. Like, you know, but I don't think I wouldn't say they're gags, honestly, in this episode. Like, in early seasons of South Park, I wouldn't say they're gags. I would say they're very plot specific, you know? But like, later seasons, it was just like the same recycled jokes.
Dude, just because they're plot specific doesn't mean they're not gags.
That is true. That's true. Because the bathroom thing is technically a gag.
It's a running gag. It's a running gag. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. And the thing that Kenny dying, that's a fucking gag.
Literally. So
the thing that came to my mind first was like, dude, didn't you guys just show Randy's penis for a whole fucking special? Yeah, you know, like that's a fucking gag right there.
It pisses me off. Listen, Trey and Matt are my heroes, right? But it pisses me off when they act so holier than thou about everything. When they'll do that a lot. It really pisses me off. It's like, dude, shut up.
Like, you guys are brilliant. You guys are fucking brilliant. There's no doubt about that. But, like, come on, man.
I figured this out recently. I watched basketball recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is so much Trey and Matt humor in that. They didn't write the movie at all. They didn't. But the fact that the movie flopped made them be like, oh, well, we just started it. But, like, there's a lot of their humor in the fucking movie. I hate when they do shit like that. When something flops and then they're a part of, they just like clean their hands and they're like, oh, we just started it. It's like, you fucking had a lot of part in it. There was a DVDA song in the fucking movie, dude. Like, stop acting like you're fucking better because the movie flops. That pisses me off every time they do that. Because the movie's good, too.
They were doing voices from fucking South Park. Like, come on, man. You can't not sit there and tell me that was part of the script.
Yeah. No, the movie was good, too.
Oh, yeah. The movie's fucking hilarious.
Because it flopped critically. Critically and commercially doesn't mean anything. I don't know why they do shit like that.
Well, I mean, although the joke in Passion of the Jew was fucking pretty hilarious. Right, yeah, that was fucking funny. That was great. Like, but see, like that's how you take it on the chin.
It's just like the time we got running back in baseball. Yeah, perfect.
That's how you take it on the chin like a champion. You're just like, all right, let's move on. Like, you know, like don't pretend like, you know? Like,
don't pretend like, it wasn't... you were forced to do it or something. Like, you didn't
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to bring that up, like the whole gag thing, because But go ahead. Next scene, Zachary.
All right. No. I want NX to explain the next scene. So go ahead, NX. Go explain it.
No.
She just got on, mate. I don't even think she knows what scene we're on.
But NX, this episode NX is all about bullying, so I can't really bully her.
NX hates this episode, dude.
Do you?
Oh, you do?
What episode?
Huh? Oh, we're doing fucking Butterballs.
I don't remember that episode.
Oh, just put it on in the background.
You're gonna get killed in the 100th episode. Stop.
Hey, man, I just wanted to pop in and say hi, and then
okay, I'm just sorry, Venix.
Hi. Close the bathroom door.
Bro, NX is like Butters. I've explained this in multiple occasions in podcasts. She's the Montecchio.
You're about to get bullied. You're about to get bullied, NX, okay?
I'm already crying. You hear the tears coming down.
You're quiet now, huh? Your little cat.
She's crying right now, you assholes. And I'm the one that caused it. I'm the biggest asshole here. I'm the biggest douche in the universe.
He's gonna sick of tigers on us.
You gotta fucking
can't tell if she's crying or laughing because she's probably doing both.
Next scene.
So the next scene is the first bathroom scene, ironically, is where Stan walks in and is it Stan or is it it's Butters. Butters walks in and he sees his grandmother because it's when Mackie announces the whole
video anti-bully video.
Like, he's like, I don't want to do a video. I want to have a friendly leadership. And then that's where
he said,
better than I do. Fuck off. Okay, I get it.
I was just trying to. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, I love that. But I love that Butters has a black eye. Like the whole episode. That shit's funny to me.
Oh yeah.
Dude, really? I thought he didn't have it when he put on his Professor Chaos.
Maybe not. But I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure he has it the whole episode. No, he doesn't. You're right. It like heals magically. But I love like in the beginning of it, he has the black eye.
Yeah.
But yeah, wait. The next scene was Mackie talking to the guy with kangaroo, Captain Kangaroo haircut,
Bully Bucker trademark. Yep.
Yeah. Fucking.
What is he exactly? Say,
I guess
Jeff?
There's not much to talk about in that scene other than the fact that the guy fucking.
He bullies Mackie into making a
anti-bullying video.
And then that's when Butters runs into his grandmother into the bathroom, and it starts this whole gag of the bathroom joke.
Well, I also want to say how Mackie was like fucking over the intercom, just talking about like he's like crying over the intercom as he's saying the information. That shit's hilarious.
Lady in the background filing her nails, like looks up at Mackie, just like, oh, yikes.
The whole point of this episode of the whole like fucking underlying themes of like morality when it comes to bullying. I guess I don't know if that's the right word. but like it's really hold on, I gotta gather my thoughts on this. Never mind. Just keep talking and I'll gather my thoughts on it. Because
after
it's really good.
So after Mackie cries on the intercom, and then Butters runs into his grandmother. His grandmother's like, "Ah, so you pulled anonymous Jeff. Andy on me." I was trying to get words out. Anonymous Andy on me. And where is Jeff? Is he quiet or is he here? Or is his mic muted?
Now
here. He's there. He's listening.
All right. And listening intently. That Jew is conspiring against us. He's going to go to that secret underground Jew railroad that they're talking about.
That was racist for two reasons, but go ahead.
No. There's an actual underground like Jew railroad, I think. In like New York City, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll skip past that.
All right. Anyways, after that.
That was racist for two reasons.
I'm going to cut that out, probably.
No, leave that. You have to leave that in.
So then the students make the video. Stan directs it. He directs it, sings it, and makes the song. And then this is where they make the song. Called Bullying Kills Itself. Now,
and here we go. Like, let's talk about this.
Technically, I would love to play it for you guys, but it is trademarked by South Park, so if I played it, I'd probably get a copyright strike. Same thing with Jacking in San Diego. But, yeah.
Martin Eladio. I think I like the bullying song more than
Jacking. I think so, too.
Easily.
It's funnier. It's like literally like telling, like saying that they're gonna bullying like till it kills itself.
Bullying isn't cool.
Terrible.
Bullying isn't lame. Bullying is stupid. It has a stupid name. I got the lyrics wrong, but it's.
I think it's
in a better key too. If I can figure out what key that is, then I will let you know.
Yeah, it's a great song. Like fucking, as soon as Cartman came in, I was just fucking dying. Come on, don't you like my body? Come on, let's play. You could touch me anywhere except for my vajayjay. And you know what? I feel like that was like the rhythm that every song was back then too. Between like 2010 and like 2015, every song was like almost in that rhythm. Like it was insane. And like fucking Carmen, they got it so on point. And the song itself is fucking, we all said it, it's fantastic. And the name of the song, Make Bullying Kill Itself. And that right there is how, that's how they deal with bullying, honestly, is like, they bully people into not bullying. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And you know, it goes throughout the entire episode, you know, like, fucking, that's how Hollywood deals with shit. They bully people into that is literally how they deal with shit. They try to bully people into not doing something. I'm gonna bring up Dave Chappelle again. Like, fucking, he had it right. Like, with the women's movement, their whole thing was just bullying people into not being misogynistic. When it's like, yo, that's not the proper way to do it, you know? But they also wanted, it was like one of those things where they wanted their cake and eating it too. Like Chappelle said, he's like, look, you gotta get off the bus and walk. You can't fucking still be walking around with misogynistic men and fucking going to the Golden Globes and just like wearing black. That's not gonna help. You gotta stop going to these events. You gotta start hiring more women in your corner. You have to do but like their whole thing was just, no, we're just gonna bully everybody into believing what we believe. It's funny, man. It's hilarious, bro. We go back to old South Park episodes and they're so relevant to today's world. Yeah, because when did this episode come out, Jeff? What, 2012? Yeah. So, like fucking episodes from fucking almost like 10 plus years ago fucking still are relevant to this day.
Looks like it's in the key of A, and I just tested that out on my piano, and it actually works pretty good. So it's A, E, F sharp minor, and D. So if you want to play that on your piano, go ahead. It sounds pretty dope. So, yeah, I mean, nobody really cares, but I care. But it's time to go. Do we want to break down the song lyric by lyric, or like, is that what you guys were doing?
No. We don't have to.
Let's do the commentary.
That.
Let's do the commentary.
All right, oh yeah, this is a good time for a commentary. Yeah.
By the way, 200,000 students are afraid to go to school, and I think NX is 1% of that students.
Dude, do you realize over 200,000 students are afraid to go to school every day because of bullying? Huh? Do you realize that? The way he goes. Before, like, he fucking says it is so fucking funny. It kills me, dude. He's so, like, up his own ass about it. It's hilarious.
That's why he ended up jacking in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Jew.
Okay, before you start the commentary, I have a question. Have any of you guys dealt with bullies?
Have. Multiple times. And NX has.
Okay. Yeah, NX deals with us every day. What do you mean?
I dealt with bullying one time, but it wasn't like directly towards me. I got into a fight because of it. Well, not really a fight. I got jumped because of it. Because some kids were picking on like this fucking like handicapped kid when I was in what, second, third grade, I believe. And they were picking on this handicapped kid. So I was like, you know, dude, you like stop, you know, like I basically jumped in. I of course can't remember what I said, but I was like, oh, this isn't cool. And fucking and the kids were like, oh, we're gonna beat you up after school for this. And I, you know, I'm thinking they're joking. I'm like,
be the shit out of stats, guys.
Huh?
I said, yeah, guys, beat the shit out of stats.
Yeah, basically, like not beat the shit out of me, but like they, like, you know, I'm fast. I was fast. I was running from them. Yeah. But they fucking like they caught me eventually, and they just like just fucking kicked me a bit, and yeah, like, you know, I was just like, fuck, you know, I was a big dude, so like of course I could take it, like, you know, I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, I got beat up for this, huh?
Because you're a black kid.
You know what? Ironically, the kid I stood up for was white, but the two kids that jumped me were black.
Wow.
Black, yeah. Yeah, right? Like, terrible. Welcome to America, folks.
The slavery is backfiring.
Yeah, right. Dude, like, fucking... Yeah, so, like, yeah, that was a bullying experience. But, I mean, for the most part, most of my life, I was, like, fucking always part of the cool kids, you know? So, like, respectable kids, you know? Respectable children who were raised right, you know? So we never bullied anybody. We always tried to accept people. Like, every friend group I've ever been a part of has always been super accepting and tried, you know?
Let's celebrate our differences.
Oh, God.
The fact that Jeff knew that song, too.
That's from Wonder Shows, and yeah, it's funny as hell.
I think Seth knows that though.
That's made by the... That show was made by the guy who voices Tally, Vernon Chapman.
Really, nice. Ironically, wow, nice. That seems like a South Park person created that video.
Yeah, that was from a TV show called Wonder Shows, and very funny show.
I will have to check that out.
No, just like look up after this podcast. We got to celebrate our differences. You'll definitely laugh your ass off.
Yeah, that shit's funny as hell. That is really fucking funny.
Anyways, yeah. Here goes the commentary.
I do want to say bullying, like, you know, if you are a bully or if you are being bullied, like, fucking, like, realize, like, fuck, like, you know, like, here's our PSA for everybody. Like,
okay,
you know,
listen,
if you're a bully.
Before you go, this is my PSA. If you tell the teacher your title, if you write the school an anonymous letter, you're anonymous Andy, and if you get another bully to beat the bully up, you're a cliche comic buzzers and Kevin. So you just got to write it out, dude.
I say fight back. I say take a swing. See how tough people really are. I am all for fighting back. Like, if you're a scrawny little kid and you're getting picked on by some fucking big fucker, watch how fast he crumbles, man. I've fought people way bigger than me. I've fought people way older than me, like, when I was young. And I'm fucking like, dude, just fucking take a swing and see how fast they go down, dude. Or see how fast they back down. Like, fucking, dude, people, like, those kind of people are fucking soft at heart. Fight back and see what happens. If they push you to the ground, get up, fucking kick them in the balls and see what that does.
Dude,
suck them in,
cool,
the, suck them in the stomach.
Not
see
cool.
How fast they fucking
don't
crumble.
Shoot them in the nuts, dude. That's not cool.
Dude, in the dick, you can't hit a guy in the dick runners. In the dick?
Fuck that. If they're a bully, they deserve it. Let him learn a lesson. Let him learn a lesson the hard way. That's my PSA for you guys.
Is that my PSA? Here's the commentary.
So this show is was our bullying show, because bullying got really big there for like a week and a half when everyone was like, all of a sudden, it was like, oh my God, kids get bullied.
A lot of celebrities were getting upset about kids getting bullied.
Well, there was that bully film.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about, informed the story a bit, but it isn't really a huge point. We talked a lot about the movie and sort of what the movie is about, and also, but what really kind of like bothered us, and we just kind of couldn't get our heads around, was the marketing of the movie, and basically just, you know, the marketing of bullying, you know what I mean? And remember they were doing that whole thing about, there was that kid and he was on the poster, and it was like, you know, Harvey Weinstein was all of a sudden Mr. Anti-Bully, you know, like the biggest bully in the world, being all like, oh my God, people get bullied, you know? So, I mean, we started there, and also, luckily, the Joseph Kony guy who made that thing had that meltdown.
Yeah, this was right after that. He'd been caught jacking it in San Diego, and I was like, oh, that's a song. As soon as he was caught jacking in San Diego, I wanted to write a song about it. So I wrote several, actually, but this one made it in.
There was a lot of jacking it in San Diego.
Some ballads.
I haven't been to San Diego since. I don't know if I'd be able to go there without jacking it on that street corner.
But this also had, it was when we were starting to look on YouTube of different schools doing this whole anti-bullying thing, and they were doing these lip syncs where they were taking the camera and going through their school and having everyone, you know, one shot. That was the big thing. And I guess there's a name for it too. Didn't we even figure out what
I can't remember. There's a name for it,
but like doing every, you know, take a song and one shot, have everyone do their part to that song. And we couldn't believe there was this whole culture just of doing that. And that a lot of them were sort of for the cause of let's stop bullying, but all the songs were just kind of like, hey, baby, you're the best, you know? Like,
yeah, sometimes they did it with pop songs. Some people just lip sync pop, like Black Eyed Peas songs.
Yeah.
But then they started writing their own songs to stop bullying. Because if you do a single shot through the whole school and everybody's there being a part of it, no one got bullied that day.
Yeah, except for all the people that weren't allowed to do it because they're nerds.
So they were bullied.
They didn't even get to be there. So
if you can tell, we don't have much school spirit. This guy.
Oh, this guy. His haircut was based on Captain Kangaroo, of course.
Pretty obviously, yeah.
I think I even wrote the script of Captain Kangaroo haircut. That's why we got this.
All right, how's that? Is that long enough?
Well, that's I'm just so excited to go to the next one. Yeah.
Wait, did they say Harvey Weinstein was like the fucking like anti-bullying guy?
He said that there was a time where he was like anti-bullying because he's like, but like, he's just a fucking asshole.
But yeah, they say the name Harvey Weinstein, or was that a different name?
Yeah, they did say the name Harvey Weinstein, yeah.
So that fucker right there, that fucking rapist wow. You see what, to quote Dave Chappelle again, in Hollywood, there is no place for moral absolutism.
Yeah, pretty cute.
Yeah, bro, like that, like, moral. And if you don't know what moral absolutism is, it means you try to do something right to cover up your fucking terrible fucking deeds. Like, that's basically what it is. It's doing something like that, like fucking fighting anti-bullying, but behind the scenes, you're fucking doing something incredibly immoral.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys. This episode brings up a lot of emotions for me. I know I've been going on like fucking like serious rants and stories and shit, but like fucking hell, bro. Like this is one of the episodes. And like Jeff said, there's a reason why this is his favorite episode. Jeff, you know South Park better than anybody I know. And fucking like, dude, like there's a reason why this man loves this episode. It's because it's not just funny as fuck. It is one of the funniest episodes, yes. But there is a moral fucking message in here. Oh God! Exactly, it's extremely insightful, dude. And people just look at it. They watch these episodes of South Park, and they're just like, "Oh, that was funny." But it's like, dude, did you learn something from this? Are you one of those people that are just like, "Oh, I watched it. You know, it's funny. Like it's a cartoon. You're not supposed to learn anything from a cartoon." It's like, yes, this is an adult cartoon. Learn something from it. It's fucking brilliant.
Fucking Jew, seriously.
Fucking Kanye needs to watch fucking South Park, honestly. Maybe he'll learn something.
Too busy eating fish sticks, dude. Did Joel Embiid score 70 points? Crazy.
Okay. Oh, for fuck's sake. There it is. Hey, there it is. He just won MVP with that. 170 point game is going to do it.
Cavs just beat the Magic by 27 points, too. But, this is my favorite episode of fucking South Park. And it'll forever be my favorite episode of South Park.
Yeah. That part
of the fucking commentary is so funny. When he's like, firstly, when Matt said, no, I don't think I can ever go to San Diego again without, like, having the extreme urge to jack on the street corner. And then when Trey said some shit he's like, now everyone was doing all these things, or, like, at school, where they would just, like, get everyone together and no one would be excluded besides the people who, of course, couldn't be in the video because they were too much of a nerd. That was so good.
Because they're too much of a goddamn nerd. Zach, go ahead and take us to the next.
I just want to say, when season 25 is coming out, and I was just like, when I was in middle school, I got into South Park, and then I just and then I got out of South Park. It was a weird thing, and then in high school, I got back into it, and during the whole the hype of season 25, I actually did make a song about. Did a like rehash of Jackie in San Diego. I sent it to the group. I made a whole album of South Park songs. They're not great, but some are good, some are good, bad. But the next part is Butters thinks of a way to stop his grandma by putting on Professor Chaos, you know, and he walks in and he walks into his grandmother's room, and lo and behold, she's wearing her own little villain, super villain costume. She's like, oh, look, it's Captain Pussy. If any old person did that to me, I think I would react the same way as Butters did. That shit was so. That shit, like. Well,
like, what the fuck?
You know, so in our group, we have a little group chat on Instagram, and I said a perfect idea would be to make a top 5 list of the most jaw dropping moments in South Park, the most out of pocket things in South Park. Did you guys make that list? I know NX didn't because she doesn't like doing homework, so. But I gave.
I did not do it either.
My opinion, dude. In my opinion, I gave you my most out of pocket scene.
That's not out of pocket though. I mean, like,
and everyone, like, even like the fucking commercial. Yes, it fucking is. Like,
I think it is, but like, I don't think that's the most out of pocket.
You're watching this fucking episode, then it just cuts to Cartman drinking cum, then it cuts to this fucking commercial of like everyone drinking cum, and they're pouring the giant like thing of cum on the coach. And they're talking like camaraderie, commitment, and compassion. It's like, dude, that's out of pocket as shit.
I agree.
And then at the end of Randy's drink, he's like, this is cum. Like, out of pocket.
I made a top five list. Feel free next Monday if you guys want to make your top 5 list, go ahead. All right, here are my top 5 lists, and I'll give you I have honorable mentions too. Number 5, I have D Ikes. At number 4, I have Woodland Critter Christmas. At 3, I have The Entity. At 2, I have Stupid Split Horror, which I originally had at number 1, but I moved it.
How is the entity?
I think there's something worse than the entity. Or are you saying that it's not good? Well, like the machine and like how you have to suck. Like,
how is the entity even? That's more out of pocket. That's more out of pocket than like.
It's hard to put these. They're all like really like on a line of.
Okay.
Finn murdering a mountain lion, getting their baby, the babies, to give Kyle an abortion, it might be the most out of pocket thing ever in South Park. Then Kyle dying in the hospital 2 weeks later from AIDS might be actually the most out of pocket thing in South Park. The more I think about it,
bro, fucking George Lucas and fucking Steven Spielberg raping Indiana Jones, and then the cops walk in and see them fucking just butt raping a stormtrooper. Like, come on, man.
I mean, that's kind of typical.
The only reason I think that is so out of pocket is because of, like, conversation around rape.
What about that's true, but I mean, like, what about the cop
that's not out of pocket. That's pretty out of pocket.
That is out of pocket. That was actually brought up a lot in my comments.
That shit's hilarious. I don't find that shit out of pocket. That shit's hilarious.
Well, okay. What's your guys' definition of out of pocket?
Zach, out of pocket can still be funny. Okay, I guess it is. Something that you're like, what the fuck?
Something
that you're just like,
that's what I explain out of pocket.
Self-Hurt does a lot of out of pocket stuff. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. When Randy fucking drops his fucking whole dick and balls out in that newest episode, my jaw dropped. I was like,
that's true.
What?
That's true.
That was pretty out of pocket. I wasn't expecting that.
Let's say adults only, so I hope NX didn't watch it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
Well, although she might have got pulled on by the cred. I'm not gonna lie. I heard you on your live stream. You're like, does anybody have credit? I'm like, oh god, Jeff, you're running out of ideas, aren't you?
Dude, I was just like, I don't even know, dude. People
crazy how you lost 200 followers. That's crazy.
Instagram.
I mean, Stats loses like 500 followers on a daily. You don't hear him complaining. But.
Okay, but he has, that's like, true. 500 million followers. I have, like, 10,000.
That is so fucking true. Instagram followers are harder to get than Instagram fucking is fucking insane.
My fucking 10-year-old, almost 11-year-old nephew has, like, 35,000 TikTok followers. It's not
What does your nephew do? Post videos about cred?
Not that. No, he just reposts shit. I don't even know. He just like screen records. He screen records shit and he gets followers.
I know Stats has to leave soon for weird. A dinner party. He was explaining to me earlier. So, I just like how she says, "Oh, look, it's Captain Pussy," and she's like, "I got inspired from your little gay costume." And then earlier in the season, when Butters introduces Professor Chaos to Stan, he's like. All right, get ready, Stan. I'm about to introduce you to somebody. He comes out earlier in like the seasons. Earlier, you know, Butters introduced Professor Chaos to Stan. Oh, he's like, Butters, if you're gay, I understand. You know, he's like, what? I'm not gay. This is Professor Chaos. He's like, where should you use that silver? Yeah, but like, I'm just saying, like, I like how they brought up the like gay costume again. You know. So then everybody is not liking, Kyle keeps bringing up the fact that Stan is just doing it to himself and not Butters, you know? You're just helping yourself, you're not helping Butters. There's still the bullying problem going on in Butters' life, you know? The video's not gonna help him, it's just gonna make matters worse. And then, they go on the Dr. Oz show, and then Butters and Stan is just trying to make the whole situation better, saying, oh, it's just, we're just trying to help the 200,000 kids, the 200,000 kids of, the 200,000 students of, trying to come to school every, day. We lost Stats, by the way. The 200,000 students every day. And then Butters is like, he starts losing his absolute shit just because of how angry how angry he was at his grandmother, because he knows he can't take it out on his grandmother, but he knew he could take it out on Dr. Oz, so he starts beating the shit out of Dr. Oz and just goes full, like...
Okay, sorry about that, guys. I had an important phone call, but I didn't get to hear you guys definition said out of pocket
is when your mouth drops, like you're so surprised. Like the Detroit Lions making it to the NFC championships. That was a out of pocket moment. I'm just joking.
Well, they deserve it.
They have to go to the Super Bowl, but since the NFL scripted, it's going to be the Ravens and 49ers.
Okay. Jeff, what about you? What's your definition of out of pocket?
They're just kind of like, what the fuck? Like your jaw drops a little bit. Like what? Like it's something. It's like catch you off guard.
Off guard.
Okay. All right.
But my number one, Britney's new look. I think that was the most dropping thing I've seen.
That was pretty bad. That was crazy. Cause like when I think out of pocket, I think like something that is just so like something that would disturb the fans of something. You know what I mean? If I see something in a show that I've watched since fucking day one and I fucking love it, and it's just like, yo, like even if I see it coming, it's still disturbing as fuck. Like Walking Dead, I read the comic books, I watched the show from day one. Glenn's death and Abraham's death were still fucking like wild to me.
And then you get to the shitty later season and you're more shocked then because it's how bad it got.
That was out of pocket how bad that fucking show got. I didn't even want to watch any of the spinoffs. The Daryl spinoff, Negan and Maggie.
Did it end finally?
It did end. But they're doing spinoffs now. So Daryl got a spinoff where he's in Europe. I don't give a shit about that. I love Daryl, but why the fuck do I want? I don't want to see him interact with new people. I want to see him with Rick again. Fucking Maggie and Negan got a spinoff. Why the fuck would you put two people who hate each other? One person that hates the other together. It's like, bro, like especially after you've read the comic books, you're just like, dude, this is not, no, this, no, none of this shit makes sense. And then then they killed off a lot of the characters that I already fucking loved. So just like fucking whatever. And I'm sorry. I can go on a rant about that show for fucking ages, but fuck that show. Fuck all the spinoffs. The only spinoff I'm going to watch is the Michonne and Rick one. That's the only one I'm going to watch. And that's because fucking those are the two most badass characters that probably have ever existed in anything.
Okay, we're not going to go that far. But I will say this. Actually, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, see, I won.
So everybody boos Stan for saying how Butters is turned into a psychopath, how he was the bully this whole time. It wasn't like anybody bullying him. So then Stan goes to jack it off in San Diego.
So wait, I forget which game show or not game show host, which fucking Dr. show Oz. Host did he beat up? Dr. Oz, right? Yeah.
Fuck that guy. I mean, Dr. Oz deserves
it. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, that guy kind of deserves
it. I don't think he has a show anymore, ironically.
No, he doesn't. He's a fucking bigot.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Like, fuck Dr. Oz.
He's an extreme bigot. Fuck that bitch.
Yep. So what Butters did was that was well deserved.
And then his like whole little speech to his grandma was awesome.
Oh, that speech! Okay, man, woo! Can we talk about that speech?
He said, "I'll come visit you. I'll come show that I'm still alive and I'm so happy. And you'll die, be nothing but you. Good night, Grandma."
You'll be dead in a few years.
You ain't always gonna be around. Someday you're gonna die. Someday pretty soon. When you're laying in that bed, you're laying in the hospital bed with that little pen in your butt to pee in,
Grandma, I did it. Grandma,
I'm still alive.
I finally stood up for myself. I got real mean, and I beat the snot out of Dr. Oz. I can't lie. It felt good. At first,
at first. And now I just feel like this deep, empty feeling inside. And I mean, and now I understand that must be how you, or that is how you
poor
must
old
feel
grandma.
All the time.
You know,
all
I've
the
been time, getting man. Lots of poor advice on how to deal with you, stand up to you, tell on you. But I realized there's people out there like you all over the place. And when you're a kid, things seem like they're going to last forever. But they're not. Life changes. Why won't you be around? You won't be around someday. You're going to die. Someday real soon.
Someday you're gonna die. Someday real soon. When you're laying in that bed, I'm hand on your butt to pee in, I'll come visit you. I'll come to show that I'm alive. I'm happy and I'm alive. And you'll die. Be nothing but you. Good night, Grandma.
Like, dude, Butters, and you know what, man? This episode is one of the like prime examples of why Butters is such a goat. He is such a goat, dude. Like. For him to acknowledge how he feels and, like, you know, like, the whole situation of him beating up Dr. Oz and, like, feeling good about it, but yet still feeling bad and seeing how bullies feel and, like, how they're just empty fucking shells of themselves because of, you know, whatever outside influence causes somebody to bully. But he realized, like, dude, that's not the right way to do it. And then for him to talk to his grandpa and tell her, like, yo, that's how you feel all the time. I don't know what happened to you, but, like, yeah, this is not how I want to feel. I'm still going to be kind to you. I'm still going to fucking love you. But you're going to die. Like, you're not going to be here forever.
Fucking you.
And he just fucking, like, well, good night, Grandma. Like, just so, like, fucking
goodnight,
peaceful.
Grandma. All right, good night, Grandma.
That's got to be,
Butters
like, the
is
top,
the most at
like,
peace
top
character
five best
in South
speeches,
Park, in
but,
my opinion. I think
I
he's
mean,
just
nothing
so
can
at
beat,
peace.
Nothing can beat 200 and 201, I think.
Agreed.
Nothing can beat that.
That's me. Yeah, I agree with that as well. That speech is fucking fantastic. That one and the fucking speech that...
That was Kyle that gave that 200 and 201.
I know Kyle's known for it, but... I know, no, I'm talking about, like, but, like, the other, like, the best speech, one of the best speeches, if not the best, is when
Raisins,
Butters
yeah,
gave
Raisins
that speech
to speech.
Stanley's the goth kid and Raisins. But, yeah, like, fucking, like, this speech was really good. Like, I think it's, it, there's a deep, there's
no,
such
actually,
a deep, like, fucking,
I
like,
I
want to
make
you know?
A top five list. And
like,
I think
there's so much heart
actually,
in it.
Well, I might, I...
Oh, you're going to have to... Dude, if you're going to make that speech, I need you to rewatch fucking South Park from episode one all the way to now, because there are some great speeches that you will miss out on.
I've been rewatching episodes, and I've been, like, going back to episodes that I forgot about and, like, trying to rewatch them and say, oh, yeah, I forgot about this episode. I forgot this happened and stuff. But I realize I think there's a better speech maybe than 201. It could, it's, like, borderline to beating it. It's the one that it's called Cartman is Gay, and Butters gives it at the very end where Brad, what's that little kid's?
Cartman is Gay?
Yeah. The fucking. I use that speech in
one of my rap videos because it was so motivational. Yeah, Cartman.
You mean Cartman sucks? Okay, I was like, Cartman is gay. There's no episode though. Cartman sucks. Okay. Yeah. That's a good speech, too. Yeah, oh, that's a great speech. Which is what... Oh, God. I hate that people use the games as, like, fucking canon, because, like, in the game, fucking his character profile says he's a straight cis male. And I'm like, nah, Butters is bi. But then, like, fucking they'll turn around and be like... Everybody will turn around and be like, yeah, Butters is bi. I'll be like, but in the game, it says he's straight. And then they throw that Craig shit in my face. They're like, yeah, in the games, he says he's gay. And I'm like, well, in the show, I think he's bi.
Oh, boy, here we go. Don't go down that road.
Sorry, rant. I want to go down
the
that
DLCs
road.
Yet.
I want to go down that road.
Oh, fuck, I didn't. I just pre-ordered the game today,
right,
the new game today.
I'll
relax,
you...
all right? I'll get to the DLCs. I have over a month, and it's a leap year, right? I got an extra day.
I really want to talk about those DLCs because they're fucking fantastic. I got to replay them.
Well, you know, look, how about this? I will download them this week, and I'll play them. I will play them, and then not next Monday, but the Monday after. When we record, we can do a whole fucking podcast about the DLCs.
I'll grind my way through those games right now. Just to get to the DLCs and record and everything so that I know what happens in them. Because, like, it's hard to remember them, but it's really fucking good to remember them.
Jeff, do we have an agreement on that?
Now that Jeff has a job, it's gonna be harder for him, but it's okay. You know. Oh, you lucky bastard!
I work from home, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I work from fucking home, dude. I'm fucking living, bro. I work till 1 p.m. too, so no, nothing's hard for me at all.
Lucky bitch.
At least for now. It's considered part time, but it's like I have enough to live right now.
I know.
God bless. All right.
I know that's has to.
And you don't live in California, so I'll
let everybody go. Yeah. Right? Or
well, is there anybody wants to say?
This is the best episode of South Park of all time. If you think otherwise, and fuck.
I think otherwise, but all right. Pete Tourette's.
Wait, what episode?
The Little Tourette's.
I'm not mad at you for thinking that.
All killing themselves at the end. Dude, that's so funny. Favorite. Like, Chris Hansen!
Chris Hansen! it's Chris Hansen.
Before that, they're talking to the.
That is classic.
Thomas, like, is this the place where we're meeting? And he's like, yeah, going, shit, cock. Oh, so hot. Fucking hilarious, man. Can we do that next Monday? That's my favorite. Or, I mean, we could wait until June 11th, but, I mean, that's far away.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
we can do that
one. I'd be down for that one. Lady Tourette is really good.
Fucking funny.
He's like, oh, so hot.
I'm happy. That's going to be like a 2-hour podcast, guys.
All right. Well.
Much.
I mean, that's like our average now. Not so
much, but they usually stay.
And you know, but like, dude, like, honestly, man, like, I love our conversations. I love that we start with sports. Like, that's like our new thing, just starting talking with sports, and then we jump into South Park.
You gotta talk about sports first to have South
Park. You gotta get all that out of the way. It's a wonderful time for sports because like a lot of them are going on.
That new game that came out. It's called
Platinum. It's like Battle something. There's like a new game that came out, and everybody thinks it's like a Pokemon ripoff, but like it's.
I don't know.
I haven't played it, but like I've seen like gameplay and shit, and it's like, I mean, maybe, I don't know, but like fucking. Japanimir, he's been on a few podcasts already, and fucking he made a great video. He's like, dude, Pokemon hasn't done anything new outside of introduce like weird new Pokemon, like that are made of ice cream sandwiches and shit. So like. All their games have been basically damn near the same for the last like 25 years.
Power World is like the Pokemon, but with guns. Actually, it's funny we mentioned that because Preston is playing Power World right now.
That shit looks fun, actually. I'm not going to lie.
I've heard reviews of it. Like, whoever made a Pokemon game with guns, thank you. What is it? It's on Steam. I mean, I gotta play it on fucking.
If it was on PlayStation,
I hate you. I gotta play it on Steam.
If it comes to PlayStation, I'll definitely get it because it looks
amazing. I will buy it too. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the you know, the age old argument of like taking something that's like wholesome and making it like fucking like Great. Like, dude, they do it with fucking all the horror movies, like these weird horror movies that they're doing, like based off of like fucking Disney characters and shit. Like Winnie the Pooh had a horror movie. And they did it with The Boys. The Boys is basically like the MCU or the DCEU, but like how it would really be in real life, you know, like violent and fucking capitalized and shit. Yeah. Like, you know. All right, now I don't know if capitalized is the right word, but like basically capitalism, like with fucking superheroes, like 3 days, you know, like ago. Fucking that's capitalizing impressive. On them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down to do. We can do some Pokemon next week.
What?
I'll watch a bunch of gameplay too on this new Power World or whatever the fuck it's called, so that we can I can have a little more insight into Monday. The game.
We should do
a little reading on it.
Jeff kind of directed us to this episode, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that too.
I am okay with this episode, dude. Like I honestly, I will talk about this episode 3 times a year if we have
February
to. February
5th,
like,
we'll probably do like a Leapy Tourette's. Couldn't think of it. Oh, and then the 12th will be the right. It'll give us an extra Monday for the games, just in case.
You know, we also have to fucking like. I like the idea of like making a calendar so we can like give like our fans like a fucking, you know, like a preview of what's to come. But I mean, obviously you guys heard us right now. We have like the next few weeks kind of locked down on what we're going to talk about.
Game,
so you guys,
when the game comes out, are we doing like something
when
about?
Wait, so when does the game come out?
Or what?
I have it pre-ordered.
Ooh,
March 26th.
Can't do that.
March 26th.
Yeah, I'll be away week.
What do you mean be away?
Yeah,
thank you, Duff.
I'll just leave it there, guys. Thanks for joining in. I'm on vacation that week, so...
Fucking Zach. Be what?
Going away.
You're going where? Going away where?
Where
a fucking
bike? So my
parents got us a cruise for my sister's graduating this year, so it's during the week of Easter, which is March 20, which is that week that Snow Day comes out. I can't believe it is. I just looked at it.
For fuck's sake, Zach!
I hate my parents. Yeah, come back on Easter. Ironically.
Oh, dude, the week of...
No,
week
it's in March.
Easter
it's
like
in March.
April, right?
Oh, no, my God. No, he's right. Holy fuck, he's right because of the leap year.
It's in...
okay.
I mean,
on
April...
All right. Well, I'm going to take that Wednesday...
I don't work Wednesday. Listen, I don't work Wednesday, stat, so we can figure out something.
Well, it comes out that Tuesday. I'm gonna be playing all that Tuesday, and I'm taking that Wednesday off because
I'm a week behind all of y'all. Damn it! They literally fucked me.
Literally.
I'm gonna try to figure a way out.
I'm off Tuesday and Jeff. I'm off Tuesday and Thursday, so I'm gonna take Wednesday off so I can just play 3 days straight. Like I want to barely say I haven't had an energy drink in like fucking like 6-7 months,
listen,
but I'm gonna have all the energy drinks so I can fucking play.
I'll say this, Zach. If your fucking thing, if that cruise ship would have fucking if it has Wi-Fi, then bring your fucking.
I will try to bring my PlayStation so I can play with you guys.
I agree. It's his sister's like fucking graduation celebration. Like I don't want to fucking
South
steal your time
man,
away like fucking with video games. Like it's a family celebration. Celebration, bro. Like I like come on, we can't be fucking greedy here. You're just gonna have to be a week behind.
MacBook?
Wi-Fi?
LaCroix? I've been drinking a lot of LaCroix. Actually, speaking of LaCroix.
LaCroix. My son left his MacBook in the Tesla. Why is my dog scratching me? What? Do you need water?
Water, Helen. Water, Helen. Oh, the, I guess you could count the, The Helen Keller the musical, because it's called the musical.
Oh yeah. Do you need water? Is that what you're expecting me for? Yeah. So give me some freaking water, bro. All right, 1 second.
But
yeah, no, if
you
have to be a week behind,
you have to be a week behind. I am turning off all notifications on the cruise. I am deleting TikTok and Instagram, every form of platform on the cruise, so I didn't have no experience of spoilers. I'm blocking both of your numbers, by the way. I don't want to hear shit.
Oh, we're going to spoil the shit out of it for you. Like, dude, you can't escape us. We have you on Instagram, on Discord. You're done. We're going to spoil the shit out of it for you.
Deleting TikTok. I'm deleting Instagram until I come back playing the game. All right. And then I'll open it, and then I'll see.
Listen. Ah, damn it.
Listen, dude. You can't, like, at night, if the thing that's watching, you can't. Like at nighttime,
whenever
it's like done,
well, you could play it during nighttime.
At nighttime, exactly. Why can't you?
You think I won't call you from a block number and be like, and if you answer, I'll be like, yo, guess what happens in Snow Day? Fucking
he does. Kyle jacks off Cartman. I am deleting that game.
Kyle gives Cartman a blowjob. With fucking, with, you know? Because, you know, what is a Sunday missing? Nuts. So he sucks his nuts.
I'm still recording. I hope unfortunately.
No, but, like exactly. You could always, like, play it. Like,
that's what my plan was, but we'll have to figure something out. Shit. I don't know. I want to...
It comes out at 12:00 midnight on the Wednesday, so you always play it right when it comes out.
You haven't pre-ordered it.
See if I could pre-order it.
You have a PlayStation? Wait, NX, you have a PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Isn't it a three thing though, or no?
Sick.
Oh shit. Okay, this is our group then.
It's a four-player game.
Subscribe to ZNAP on Twitch and be on the lookout for some videos.
That and we should definitely do like a
link to my Twitch so you guys can go subscribe to it. It'll be the first link, and then it'll be TikTok and then Instagram.
I'm definitely gonna make videos after like. I feel like I should do something for it, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it'll be like a playthrough of it on YouTube, but I don't really have a YouTube following anymore.
I can't go live on YouTube because I don't have enough followers. So I'm probably gonna do it on TikTok, which is gonna probably get me kicked off of live for a bit. But like that's fine. Like,
as a person
okay.
that's been totally banned from doing lives, I would just try your best not to do anything software related lives, because I mean.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it on TikTok. I just you know, and hope for the best.
For the rape? Yeah. Cause TikTok
Who me?
Wow. How did you get away with that?
No, dude. You know if you market for 18 and older, you're not gonna get my
daughter. How did you get away with that?
Don't talk about it, otherwise it's gonna fucking
I'll cut it out. Alright.
Yeah, right, dude, leave it alone. But you know though, I did